Senior Focus. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Anne-Marie Khoury. I'm your presenter for this edition of Senior Focus. And I have in the studio with me this afternoon, Sally Hughes. Welcome, Sally.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
And Sally is a former teacher who's held multiple public health roles over many years and is currently the chair of the Character Coalition. And we welcome you for the second time in the last 12 months. And this is because we're following up on the action that the Character Coalition is taking vis-a-vis trying to preserve special character areas in Auckland, and in particular, one bungalow in Epsom. So welcome, Sally, and I'm just going to quickly summarise a little bit about the reason why you're here in terms of the history and the big picture stuff of what's gone before, because way back under the previous government, we had all three parties agreeing to bring in legislation to speed up urban development. And they focused on six cities across New Zealand, and they were going to allow three-storey buildings to be built with very small front yards and very tiny side yards. And that legislation got the support of all three parties, National, Labor and Greens, and it was passed, but it created a lot of angst because straight away people could see, well, it's going to put a lot of housing at risk. Character homes are going to be seen as a target because they're often on larger sections, and they would allow this development to proceed rapidly. So there was a groundswell against that legislation subsequently. So voters in Auckland were persuaded that National had their interests at heart. National would change the legislation if they were voted in. And the hint was that we might return to some of the values and the strength of the unitary plan, because it was well known in Auckland that the unitary plan protected special character areas and would have had a plenty of scope to allow for multiple dwellings, to allow for intensification. In fact, we could have a million more homes in the Auckland area under the existing unitary plan. So there wasn't really no need for this sort of legislation in Auckland whatsoever. However, what has unfolded since? We have been full speed ahead along similar lines to what the previous government was doing. It's not too different. So some legislation was passed that would allow the intensification to go ahead under councils, and councils would have more say. However, Auckland Council has responded to this Plan Change 78, which is their Auckland Council, in responding to the legislative change, has brought in Plan Change 78. That's a much better way to say it. And at this point, Sally, I'd like to hear from you about how the Character Coalition has reacted.
Sure. So we were pleased when we heard that Plan Change 78 might not go ahead, because we felt that Auckland really should have the say about how we develop our city. And there were some aspects of Plan Change 78 that we weren't happy with. However, this particular court case that we are now involved in is really to protect the special character areas. They were protected in Plan Change 78, but reduced from a previous larger size. But this one particular house is in a special character area, of Auckland, and when the special character areas were looked at by the council to determine their quality, this particular house got a 6 out of 6 on their scale. And in the current unitary plan, it says that homes in special character areas cannot be demolished unless they are derelict or there are very special circumstances. And it's really unknown that a good, sound home in a special character area would be demolished. It just doesn't happen. So this particular homeowner applied directly to the Environment Court to demolish this home, and the Environment Court allowed that. So the Character Coalition were very concerned about this because it sets a precedent for across the whole of Auckland that if a home, an intact 6 out of 6 home, can be demolished in a special character area, it's opening the floodgates, really. And it said to us that no home in a special character area is safe. So we have taken this to the High Court, and our case will be heard on the 11th of March. So we're hoping, obviously, for a result that will remove this dangerous precedent that threatens all special character areas across Auckland.
Thank you for articulating so clearly why this is so critical. The precedent that it would set is quite frightening.
Yes, it is.
Quite frightening.
Yes.
And one fact I think that must be spelt out, the special character areas only comprise 2.5% of urban land that could be built on for housing. So where people have argued in the past, oh, we've got too much urban land tied up in special character areas and we want to have more high-rise buildings to provide and cater for increased population and, the homeless and so on. But that fact of the 2.5% factor means 85% of available urban land is available for urban development.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, obviously, land is only available when the owners choose for it to be. Nobody's going to come along and take somebody's land to intensify it. But you only have to look around Auckland at the moment and you can see how much development is happening. And that's terrific. That is necessary. We do need to intensify. And the Character Coalition has never been against intensification. But as you say, 85% of Auckland is available for that. When people decide to sell their property, then somebody can come along and intensify that land and house more people on it, and that's fine. But we don't see why such a tiny amount should be thrown into that pot as well when it is so unique and it is so special, not just to Auckland, but in terms of globally. These special character areas are very precious. The research plan was developed recently that shows how special these special character areas are. In fact, the researcher looked around the world to find whether there were other areas of a similar size and quality, and there were no other areas globally that match our special character areas in Auckland. We have a unique collection of 19th and early 20th century villas and bungalows, most of which are wooden, but some are not. But within these areas, there's quite a range of homes, but these areas are unique in the world and need to be treasured. In fact, similar areas, not as good as ours and much smaller, are tourist attractions in other countries. And I think we should be making these areas something that people want to come to and see from everywhere in the world. In fact, we do have a small number of people who come specially to see these areas, because it's not just individual homes that we're talking about. A lot of them are very beautiful individual homes, but it's the size and scale of the areas and how intact they are, the streetscapes of these areas. And you can see that when you drive down various streets in the city, how special they are, the beautiful big mature trees and the way that the houses are consistent, not all the same, of course, but consistently of a style, and how beautiful that is. So people do come to see them, but I think we could make much more of these areas. And the study did show that people overseas do value these areas. Yeah,
I do know that the wonderful row of houses in San Francisco, known as the Seven Sisters, are a tourist attraction, and they're something that's known around the world and marketed as one of the features of San Francisco. And I do believe that we are not marketing some aspects of our character homes in across the country.
Yes,
but in the one or two areas that have really stepped up, where council in these areas has been influential in really working with the business community to value these areas. Take Oamaru, for example, or Thames, or the Otago precincts in the townships around that service the rail trail. These have all become tourist magnets.
Yes, yes, and people do come specifically to see those areas. And
that's
and
right.
We could do the same here in Auckland.
Well, of course we could. I think that we really need to begin to have an Auckland focus. Hopefully, we can build understanding, land, more support. We need people writing letters to MPs. We need people to talk to the Auckland MPs about why an Auckland focus is really important in this whole question, because at the moment the legislation that's come in the modified legislation, and even the Minister of Housing and Development, Urban Development, and the ministers themselves tend to be not Aucklanders. They tend to be people from elsewhere and who don't fully appreciate the size and quality of these special character areas.
Mm. Yes, yes, and that's a shame, because I think the argument has been pitched as if it's one or the other, that we can't have the special characters and have enough housing. But that's just not true, as we've already said, about what a small percentage the special character areas are. And there are other areas that have really good public transport that are not special character areas. So it's not like we are preventing intensification by valuing these special character areas. And it would be good if Wellington could understand that, and certainly the Auckland Council understands that, because the special character areas are being protected under the unitary plan, and were intended to be protected under Plan Change 78 as well. The Auckland Council is very keen to have these areas protected. So yes, it just feels a bit wrong for Wellington to come in and tell us that we need to do things a different way, when as Aucklanders, we know what we would like to see for Auckland.
Yes. This brings us to the court case again, because this is such a critical issue, as you have pointed out, Zoe.
Yes.
The floodgates will open if this becomes a norm.
Mm-hmm.
It's benchmarking What people can do with special character areas.
Yes.
They've got an open slather to demolish. This is really a tragedy. So how can listeners help in this process?
So I guess it would be really good if people could make it clear to their MPs. I think the council are on board, but MPs, the Auckland MPs, it would be great if they understood how passionate Aucklanders are about these special character areas and that they would like them protected, and if they, yes, if they could stand up to some of these views from, not from Auckland, and look after their constituents by saying, yes, actually, that's not okay. We want those areas protected. We have a vision for Auckland, and it includes our special character areas.
Mm. I think it could be very important to find a way to market this vision.
Mm.
So, are you for Auckland?
Yes.
Does your vision hold
this,
that we can maintain these special character areas?
Yeah.
And those questions could be really broadcast in so many ways, not just on this program.
Yes.
But it seems to me like it's really necessary to get people to actually have some kind of focus around this. So it's quite...
If people want to know more about it, that report by Joshua Howie is on our website, charactercoalition.org.nz, and people can go to our website and see what we're all about and read that report. Joshua calls the special character areas a tonga. He says they are unique in the world and they're precious and we should be protecting them. He calls them endemic to New Zealand, these areas, because they're only found here in the scale that they are. So I sort of liken them to the architectural equivalent of a kōkako, for example, something that we treasure and find precious, and that's how we should be looking at these special character areas. There is a lot of derision out there. Oh, these old bungalows, they're just old and cold and drafty, and that's often not true. Maybe there are a few that are still not in great condition, but because a lot of people have treasured these sorts of houses, they have looked after them and they've modernised them, and that's perfectly okay. It's the streetscape view of the house that needs to be retained. So people have often pushed them out the back and have a lovely modern kitchen and family room out the back, and but the house, the streets are protected, and the view of the house from the front is protected. So, yes, if people want to find out more about it and read this great report, it is on our website.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, Sally, getting back to the court case,
mm-hmm. Yes,
I'm just thinking it's very crucial that you have the maximum support for this case.
Yes.
Now, it does cost money to go to the Environment Court.
Yes, it certainly does. As anyone that has taken court action knows, it is very expensive. We've obviously had to take on a barrister who's doing a fabulous job for us, but it has cost a lot of money already. And so one of the things we're doing to raise that money is having a picnic and including a fundraising auction in that picnic. So that's this Saturday,
mm-hmm.
And it will be held at John Kinder House in Parnell. People mm-hmm. will know that. It's a very precious historical home in Auckland, in Eyre Street. And so we're having a picnic that runs from 11 till 2 in the afternoon, and everybody's welcome. We'd love people to come, and what we ask them to do instead of paying an entry fee is just to bring something along to the picnic that can be auctioned. So just if you've got some sort of treasure that you can part with, something that you think someone else might be interested, or just any sort of item, the sort of thing that you would find in a secondhand store, basically, that you think someone else might appreciate. Bring it along and just have a lovely time. Bring a picnic. We'll have tables and chairs and you come along and just enjoy the afternoon with us on Saturday.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you for letting us know. And I guess also there was an attempt to raise funds for this court action with a Give a Little page.
Yes.
So do you still have that working?
Yes, we still have the Give a Little page. It's called Auckland Deserves Better.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they go to our website, they can donate directly on the website. There is a bank account number there that they can just donate directly to us.
Oh, that's very good. Because when you think about it, if everyone who cared even put $5
yes, that's right.
in, yes. it's a collective action.
Yes, it is.
Going to pay off.
Yes.
All right. Now, it's one thing to have passion, it's one thing to care, it's one thing to put your pocket money in, but it's another thing to be systematic and persistent. Now, writing to MPs yes. about Auckland's special character areas, we've given you some pointers already. And things that you can focus on, like the special character areas are only 2.5% of the available urban land for housing. So they're not going to affect urbanisation or the intensification or the need to house the homeless or any other housing-related matter. They're not going to interfere with development, but we can preserve the best of the city. So we've actually got that tourist potential, and we've got that opportunity to promote Auckland in a positive way, and we've got that very unique collection of first-class examples of early Victorian villas and dwellings that are unique in the world. And I think that's the sort of thing that we need to get on paper.
Yes, yes. If people could write to their MP, their Auckland MPs, that would be fantastic.
I think it would make a really big difference. And I think it's important to target both main parties.
Yes.
And the smaller parties that are part of the current coalition or a future coalition, because they have influence, and as we've seen under the current functioning of the coalition that we've got, a number of things have changed very smartly and very quickly, and perhaps in a way that has not been reflective of what the majority want. So it's very important that we don't leave anybody out of this conversation, that we actually go after the main people who are likely to be in Parliament.
Yes.
Of course, that's tricky. In the scheme of things, and there are people who leave and there are people who forced to leave and so on. So you can't be sure about anything, but if you construct a really good letter, then if you size up people that are in your electorate and then you go after ministers, doesn't matter that you are not in their area, you're a voice. And a lot of people don't realise, they think, oh, what's one letter going to do? But my experience has been, working with letter writing campaigns, that if we can get enough people writing, it makes a very big difference. Because if a minister's mail is opened and he suddenly gets 100 letters on a topic, or she gets 100 letters on a topic. This is not just one measure in isolation.
No, that's right. And I think politicians are very aware of how important community voice is, and that's what it is. If you email your MP saying that you feel passionately about this and the reasons, then you are providing that MP with community voice, which is very important.
And I think there's an element too that our seniors have a special say in this, because as elders, their enjoyment of life, their memories, their capacity to tell stories and share stories about buildings, about people who lived in those buildings, they have the heart of the community in their whole focus. So my experience has been that it's quite fascinating what they can tell you about buildings.
Oh, yes. And that's what we say about heritage. I mean, people say often when they're criticising what we're trying to do, they say, well, why do we need these old houses? You know, we just look to the future. We want something new. But as you say, the buildings from the past are the things that connect us to our past, and they provide us with a sense of place, and they can teach us a lot about what things used to be like, and that needs to be carried forward into the future. So that link between what was and what we're moving towards is really important. And it's not to say that modern buildings aren't wonderful. They are. There is a place for all styles and eras of architecture in our city. And, yeah, but if we get rid of all of the old buildings, we'll lose that connection with the past. And I think it's really important for that to be maintained.
Yes. And that's what makes cities worth visiting. Mm-hmm. Nobody will be that keen on coming here if all they can see is the same as what they can see anywhere else.
That's right. And people travel thousands of miles to go and see old buildings in other parts of the country, and yet they don't seem so keen to protect the buildings we've got here.
And I just hope that people will care enough to make the effort to support what you're doing, because it's so critical. So you'll hear from us again, because we're going to talk about this and we're going to follow the issues through this year. So thank you, Sally, for coming in today, and we wish you well.
Thank you very much. It's been lovely to be here.
Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus. And do note, Senior Focus is one word.